It's 11 after 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. It's time for the Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier of St. Joe Today and special guest this morning, Kayla Foster, who, as I understand, is calling from the beautiful downtown Niles or somewhere in that vicinity. Kayla, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am also good. You got sunshine at your place?
I don't know about sun, but I'll take the warmer weather.
Yeah. Who's complaining about this? I'm guessing nobody. So we're going to be talking with Kayla. She's the marketing director of the YMCA of Greater Michiana and just talking about Turkey Day and other things coming up regarding the Y. But first, let's welcome in, as always, our friend Danielle Crevier from St. Joe Today. Danielle, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
I am also well, thank you. We're going to start right off the bat and talk about some potential new faces in downtown St. Joe, because there's some changes going on down there, correct?
Yeah, we're really excited. There's going to be a new boutique. I don't know the name yet, so I apologize, but it's in the old Friends by Design building. So that's exciting to welcome some new people. We've got North Pier Brewing going in the old Schaller Gallery space. And then, of course, State Street Meats and the M63 Market should be opening hopefully by the end of this year as well.
Well, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that's coming pretty quick. Holy moly. Yeah, and one of those, the boutique, is that the one that's going in where Sherwin-Williams is pulling out of? Is that the deal?
No, someone else is going in there, but I'm not sure what is happening yet exactly. Okay. Nothing official yet that I know. But no, the new boutique is in the old Friends by Design building. It's kind of kitty corner from the Welcome Center, just a couple of doors down. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So some new faces in downtown St. Joe. Let's talk about the things to get out and occupy ourselves with here this weekend and beyond. What you got?
Yeah, definitely. We're doing a sneak peek since we're just a couple weeks away. We're gearing up for our winter events right now. We're inviting the community to join us for Luminary coming up on Friday, November 20th, Small Business Saturday, November 28th, Window Wonderland, December 4th, and Rain Dog Holiday Parade, December 5th. So we've got three weeks of holiday seasonal fun that's coming up. We're very excited. We're introducing new winter lights along State Street and some of the side streets, Elm through Ship, as well as holiday music that will kick off on Luminary Night, November 20th. If you're downtown or have been downtown this week, you'll see that the lights are already going up. And you can just visit stjoeterday.com for more information on all of those events.
And you've got a whole bunch of more new lights going up downtown this year, right?
Yeah, those are the ones that are along State Street and then the side streets. And then, the city will be putting up their Light Up the Bluff display as well. So if you just come downtown, it's going to be huge winter wonderland.
Assuming we have winter based on the current forecast, we're not so sure at the moment. But
or a California winter.
chances are pretty good things will change soon. So, all right, what else?
Yeah, we've also got another new event coming our way. We're doing the countdown to the new year because, who can't wait until 2020 is over?
Yeah, no kidding. Can you speed that up some, please?
Yeah, I wish. But we are partnering with Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants, so all over the area. What that entails is November 20th through the December 20th. So for that month, purchases made at participating locations. You can actually fill out an entry form when you're making your purchase for a chance to win a $50 gift certificate from one of those participating locations. So we're giving away 31 gift certificates through the month of December. So we're doing a daily drawing. So lots of prizes, lots of fun, just trying to get, shop small this holiday season and trying to support the community. But you can head over to stjoeterday.com/countdown for more info.
Yeah, don't forget about that. Shop small and go out once in a while. You can't spend your whole life in front of your laptop and your PJs.
Right. And lots of people are still doing to-go orders or some are still offering delivery. So just, if you're not comfortable sitting in a restaurant, you can do that as well. And then, of course, people are doing curbside to-go pickups or online ordering for shopping, too. So lots of different options as we head into that holiday shopping season.
All right.
And then a little sneak peek that's this weekend, actually. Perennial Accents is hosting their annual holiday open house on Saturday from 10 to 8. Attendees can enjoy prize drawings every 30 minutes, and you need not be present to win, and a free gift with purchase while supplies last. So that's exciting for them. And then heading over to Crasel Art Center, they are hosting their Soups on the Go tomorrow and Saturday. Guests will be able to purchase $10 soup certificates, which are redeemable at participating locations, or you can upgrade to a $20 Soup to Go Plus, which is a $10 certificate plus an artist-made ceramic ornament and a prepackaged dessert. So this year looks a little bit different for this event. You can't actually eat inside the Croswell Art Center, but you can take your certificate. There's like a time frame. I think it's like November 6th through 14th, and you can go enjoy a delicious lunch later. And they're actually going to be featuring local artisans in an outdoor market.
We've all had to adapt, so good on them. That sounds great.
Yeah, lots of fun. And then, of course, just a reminder that the Turquoise Top Hat, JLN Studio, Lazy Ballerina Winery, and Urban Garage Market have you covered this holiday season for crafts and workshops. So you can check out their upcoming classes and workshops that they've got in person, and also some really great take-home wine and crafts opportunities through Lazy Ballerina Winery. So it's a lot of fun there. And right now, Crystal Springs Florist is hosting their Home for the Holidays event. That is an annual event that happens. It's an open house, but they're extending that through December 23rd. So you can head over to Crystal Springs for some awesome, wonderful holiday gifts, and then also register for prizes. And then there's some free gifts while supplies last.
Okay.
And then wrapping things up, we've got Lazy Ballerina Winery, and they've partnered with the Humane Society of Southwest Michigan to feature adoptable animal photos on some wine bottles. So they've got four different ones to choose from. A portion of each bottle sold will benefit the Humane Society and with matching funds by United Federal Credit Union. And then a cool twist is that you can actually order some special, unique bottles featuring your own photos. So if you're looking for that gift for a family member or a friend, you can feature your favorite furry friend.
Nice. That is a cool twist. All right. Good on Lazy Ballerina helping out the Humane Society. Excuse me. Now, we were talking about being adaptable there momentarily. Certainly an organization that has had to find some way to be adaptable through the whole pandemic. The people at the YMCA of Greater Michiana, Kayla Foster's the marketing director. Kayla, you guys have had to deal with trying to keep people distanced and safe and so on and so forth. And I assume that you've been able to figure it out and make your way through up till now. And now we try to pull it all together and look forward to some other things that are happening in the near future. How is the Y, generally speaking, doing through the pandemic? You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we were lucky to still be able to provide some programming while we were closed. We were closed for almost 6 months over the summer, but we were able to provide some child care to essential workers and a couple other programs while we were closed, and now we're happy to be open and have people back in our buildings as well.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I know it has been. So let's look, let's be positive and look forward. And you want to look all the way forward to Thanksgiving and what's going on there?
Yeah, so we're excited. It's the 39th annual Niles Buchanan YMCA Thanksgiving Day Run, and we are offering in-person, live, and virtual options for this year's race. And space is limited. We have COVID precautions in place, but we're really excited. I think this might be our first live event of 2020.
It might be anybody's first live event.
Yeah. Man. So we're super excited.
That is pretty cool because most races, including the big ones, Chicago and elsewhere, they've gone all virtual, but you're going to add back in a live aspect of that. How is that going to work? Is it just a gigantic open field and everybody just stays away from each other to get started? What are the logistics on that?
Well, kind of. So we have limited participants, and we're having people sign up for different heats of the race, so not everybody will get there at the same time.
Okay.
And then we also have an open start line, so nobody is going to have to wait when they get there. When it's open and their family arrives, they can just start the race right away. Yeah. So there's no waiting around. There's no gathering waiting for the race to start. You just get there, you complete your race, and then you can go home.
Is it a timed event? Can people get times on this?
Yep, it's still timed. Everything is pretty similar in that regard. Just how we won't have a shoot or a start, an official start. The start line is open, and so when you get here, you just start your race.
So can you believe that you're approaching your 40th year of doing this?
I know, it's crazy to think about. We're excited. We're hopeful that next year things will be back to normal and we can have a huge 40th celebration.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you and for just generally speaking for that concept there of everything being back to normal.
Now,
would you like some weather like what we got now, or would you like it a little cooler on Thanksgiving for this?
I don't know. I think this would be pretty great if it were 55 degrees Thanksgiving Day morning.
I think you're, and this is on Thanksgiving Day, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. And that's going to be interesting because, you know, families are now discussing and trying to figure out what they're doing for Thanksgiving, as we've been kind of advised to not do gigantic gatherings. This might be a good out for you, meaning you actually get out into fresh air, and that's a good thing in this current situation.
Definitely. And with our virtual race, families can still compete together, even if they're not physically together. You can still participate and get a shirt, sign up, and run your race on your own. And so that's a fun way that we've heard some families are still connecting, even if they're not together on Thanksgiving.
All right, very nice. Big doings on Thanksgiving at the Niles Buchanan YMCA, 39th annual, on Thanksgiving Day. Now, that's one event. You said you have other programming and other things coming up. Give us a sample.
Yeah, we're starting to slowly get back into our regular programming at the Y. So we're going to be offering our youth basketball leagues with some modifications at the top of the year. And we've brought back we have swim lessons going and a couple other youth programs started. So all the information's on our website. And it's just great to have people back in the building.
I would guess a takeaway or something for people to be aware of is to check first on what the new protocols are, what the safety measures are, because you're not just going to walk into the Y like you used to, and it's going to be like old times, right?
That's correct. And we have all that information on our website, too. The modifications kind of vary from whether you're headed to the pool or to the gym or to our cardio or weight rooms. And we're also taking temperatures and doing a questionnaire at the door at all of our locations. So there are some changes, but we have things as back to normal as possible.
And safety is paramount, as it is, as it is seemingly with everything and we do these days and everybody you talk to. So, well, good for you, and kudos on being able to be back open and offer some services to the community. The daycare is still going on as per normal with new protocols and so on and so forth.
So we don't actually offer daycare, but we do have child watch. So
child
if you are
watch,
at
okay.
the Y, you can drop your child off while you're using our facility, and that is open as well.
All right. For clarification there. Good. All right. Anything else we need to get the word out on before we let you go and get back to whatever you're doing there at home?
No, I don't think so. Just if you want more information on Thanksgiving Day Run, visit our website, ymcagm.org, and all the information is on there.
YMCAGM for Greater Michiana. .org. That's the place to go. All right. Kayla Foster is the marketing director. Kayla, we thank you for taking a couple of minutes to bring us up to speed on that. And good luck to you and to all of us that we can come to terms with and beat down this COVID thing. And as you said, get back to normal in some way, shape, or form. But good for you guys for trying to offer something back to the community here to get us out of the house and out of our pajamas.
Yep.
So, all right. You have a good day. All right.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right. Kayla Foster with the YMCA and Danielle Crevier from St. Joe today with new faces downtown and fun things to do here, there, and everywhere. And winter coming soon, despite the current forecast. Danielle, you have a good day today as well.
Thanks, Jim.
All right.